It's The Real.
It's a feature documentary, music oriented, but also it deals heavily with the issue of the death penalty.
Alan Ames, a documentary filmmaker, directed and produced the concert film Not in Our Name, Dead Man Walking, The Concert. The documentary, executive produced by Tim Robbins, takes on the death penalty. With the execution of Jesus Aguilar in Texas on May 24th, there have now been 20 executions in 2006. At the current pace, there would be 48 executions in 2006. A decline from the 60 executions in 2005. The state of Texas executes more people than any other jurisdiction in the Western world. Not in Our Name, Dead Man Walking, the concert film, makes the case of capital punishment as a human rights issue and distinct from simply being a criminal justice or political matter. I'm Mo Roberts.
I'm with Active Music. And Active Music is a nonprofit organization that produces benefit concerts with high-profile celebrities to raise money for charities and other worthy causes across the country. Active Music has been around for quite some time. Its origins go back in the 70s with some other groups that it grew out of. And in 1998, Active Music produced the live concert Dead Man Walking, also known as Not in Our Name, for Tim Robbins, our executive producer, at the Shrine Auditorium the night after the Academy Awards. And we had a number of the musicians that were participating on the soundtrack of the film that came and performed for this benefit concert. We had Eddie Vedder and Lyle Lovett, Ani DeFranco, Tom Waits, John Densmore of The Doors, Rahat Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and Dildar Hussain, Michelle Schacht and Tom Waits. Tim hosted the evening and was our narrator, and Sister Helen Prejean, who wrote the book Dead Man Walking, was there as a guest featured speaker. It's a feature documentary, music oriented, but also it deals heavily with the issue of the death penalty. And as a filmmaker, it was an interesting project because Sony, who's our distributor, came to me and they said, we want to release this and we want to release this concert with all these great musicians. And I said, well, that's excellent, but this isn't really a concert. I want to make a movie. I want to make a film, a documentary out of this and articulate the social issue and the elements around the death penalty and some of the rationale of why we need to consider abolishing this in this country, as opposed to proliferating this basically premeditated act of vengeance that our government inflicts upon citizens of this country. And don't get me wrong, if someone is a criminal, if someone has committed a crime or a murder and they're guilty, then I believe that they should be punished. But there are viable alternatives to the death penalty, such as life in prison without parole, that will restrict that individual from ever going back out into society and committing another heinous crime like that. And that's usually the rationale for the death penalty, is we have to stop this person from ever doing this again. And we can do that without executing them. Like many people, I never really addressed this issue. I kind of swept it under the carpet. And I read the headlines and they'd say guilty, and I go, well, okay, the punishment fits the crime. And then finally at one point I was confronted by some other people about the issue, and I started really looking into it, and the more I looked into it, the more I realized that was a very shallow, naive way of accepting the death penalty, and that it really is something that each and every one of us lives with. Because just a couple of years ago, the governor, I believe, of Ohio or Indiana, when he left his office, he basically gave an amnesty and to all the people on death row. There are 176 people on death row, and he gave them basically life in prison instead of the death penalty. And they asked him why, and he said, well, we have found through DNA testing that there were 13 people on death row in my state that were convicted of a crime they were innocent of. And I almost killed 13 innocent people as the governor of this state. And he woke up one morning and realized he couldn't live with the fact that he had murdered an innocent person in the name of justice.
How different is murdering someone and depriving them of their freedom until they're dead differs?
Well, it's a big difference in terms of just moral and ethics, because vengeance is not the answer. Vengeance is never the answer. Killing someone because they killed someone doesn't bring that person back. It does absolutely no good. No good. There's no good in killing another person. Taking that person out of society, hopefully rehabilitating them and giving them something to live for, and then turning their life around, that while they're incarcerated, such as in the case of Tukey Williams, and I know it's very controversial, but there's an individual who wrote books, who influenced thousands of people, nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, and actually had a transformation. And so that time towards the end of his stay, he was very productive to society. So why can't we try and continue that? It costs about $600,000 to have someone incarcerated for the rest of their life in the prison system, if you give that a 40-year window, all right? To kill someone because of the politics, the legal issues, and all the controversy around it costs a minimum of $6 million. And in New York State, there's a case going on right now that's cost $20 million, and they haven't even convicted the person to the point of being executed. So we're spending a ridiculous amount of money in the name of justice, and there are more cost-effective ways, more humanitarian ways of dealing with this situation and taking a very tragic situation and trying to find some good or value in it.
And it's too bad we have to quantify it to justify it. The prison industrial complex exists based on the collective idea that man is a habitual animal. What do you think about this idea of man continuously following the same path? Can man change?
Well, you know, you say habitual, and habits are things that we drop into because they're convenient or they're easy. It takes a bit of integrity. It takes a certain situation in your life in order to force you to confront yourself and then deal with that habit, whether it's drugs or alcohol or anger. And what I believe is that, yes, man can change. That, I mean, if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be a filmmaker, and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, because I'm making films, I'm making music videos, I'm writing movies and creating television series for the purpose of changing and transforming people's lives and giving them a broader perspective, tapping them on the shoulder and having them look in another direction for just one brief moment, and to see that there is a different life going on out there. There's a different paradigm.
But they'll never be able to see that life if they're stuck in jail for the rest of their lives.
No, that's not really true. They'll never see life the way we see it out here in a movie theater at a premiere of a feature film. No, they'll never be able to see that. But they can write.
But isn't that,
they can create. No, what's at issue, I think, is turning your life into a life of value. And there are many different ways of creating a value for society. Whether you're a nun or a minister, or you're in a monastery, or you're in a Buddhist temple, or you're in Hollywood, or you're on a drag strip, or whatever it is.
But you talked about humanism.
Mm-hmm.
And is it humane if we believe that someone can be changed, can become a new person, to keep them suspended, if you will, for something that the old person did?
Well, that's a very interesting point, because as we've seen in a number of people that have been executed after being on death row for 10, 20, or 30 years, they in fact are very different people. They are not the individual they were when they committed that heinous crime.
So why not advocate?
Well, I do. I mean, if there, here's, well, freedom, obviously they have to prove that they deserve the freedom, because they proved that they didn't by taking that person's life, all right? So in that violation, they've created a new situation, and they have to deal with the circumstances around what they did. In my opinion, it's very humane to allow this person to live out naturally to the end of their days. And it's unfortunate that they've created the situation that puts them in an 8-foot by 4-foot cell, but they did that. And so somewhere in their psyche, I don't know if you believe in past lives or things like that, but I believe there's all sorts of potentials in terms of human reality. And sometimes we create our future. And so if you're in jail, I believe you've done something ignorant or stupid, whatever, but there was part of your life that was requiring you to put yourself in that situation. And there's a lesson that you want to learn in this particular incarnation or lifetime by dealing with those circumstances. And you know, I look at the Native American Indian plight in this country and what we have done as a manifest destiny society to the true people that were the indigenous people here. And you know, you go, how can you justify what our government has done to them? And we look at the war, the FEMA, you know, catastrophes and things where we see that our government isn't really a government of the people, for the people, or by the people. It's of the corporation, for the corporation, by big business. And of course, the government is who wants to kill these people because they want people to think that they're standing up for justice and standing up for us as individuals. And, you know, it's a very different thing. That's why my film that I produced and directed is Not in Our Name, Dead Man Walking the Concert. And the theme is not in our name. You may kill, but do not kill in our name. We will not accept that. And there's a group called Murder Victims Families for Reconciliation, who are the actual backbone of how this benefit concert film came about. And I take my hat off to them because these are family members whose other members of their family were killed. And some were very, very bloody and atrocious situations. And they went through the gamut of emotions, anger and hate and everything. But they all came together in their own lives at one point and realized that vengeance isn't the answer. Vengeance will never be the answer. It's not going to change the situation. And to kill someone in the name of your daughter or your grandmother, those people couldn't live and face that. To say that I've supported the execution of this person because they killed my grandmother when my grandmother loved everybody around us and would never have supported that. And so we get confronted with these situations. And this is an issue that I think every person needs to look at, whether you're religious or not, whether you're political or not. It's not a political issue. It's not a religious issue. It's a moral, social, ethical issue. And it's something that will make you a better person when you begin to understand what we are doing blindly to so many people, especially when we're finding out that so many people on death row are actually innocent. And because of DNA, we're finding this out. And to kill one person in the name of justice makes you the criminal.
Now, when are you going to grace us with this film? We need to see this film, man.
Well, we've just recently worked out the rights. We got a lot of high celebrities, high-profile celebrities in there, and it's taken us a lot longer. So we're on the festival circuit. We are winning an award here at World Fest, but we are not screening at World Fest this year. We will be screening at a couple of other festivals, but we actually, our release date, we are packaged with the re-release of the soundtrack of the film Dead Man Walking, the original soundtrack. And we're a separate DVD that's packaged with that. And our street date is June 13th. We're released by Sony Legacy, nationwide and international. So go out and support the film Dead Man Walking by buying the soundtrack of Dead Man Walking and the cause and our film, which is attached to that, which is, again, not in our name, Dead Man Walking the Concert.
How are we doing? We want to hear from you. Post your comments by clicking on Read Comments. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and make your opinion known. It's The Real.
And I'm Mo Roberts.